Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Minister. President, Excellencies, Ambassadors, ladies and gentlemen, after this enriching exercise which my country has just gone through, I would like to extend my sincere thanks to the member states and observers of the Human Rights Council who have participated in this meeting devoted to a review of the national report of Mali. Their constructive contributions will help Mali, I'm convinced, first of all, to make more progress in promoting and protecting human rights, and also in living up to the myriad challenges that occur, that exist in this area. It is thus with fresh interest that we have heard your comments, observations, and recommendations voiced in this room. Concerning the particular situation of human rights, I would like to recall with vehemence, as repetition helps to get a point across, that insecurity is the main factor in violations and abuses of these rights in Mali. In so doing, it is important to expand stabilization efforts so as to foster a return to peace and through that bring about a halt to violations of human rights which we are currently witnessing. For our part, we are tackling these issues with an increasing degree of success, and we hope that the international community, for its part, will formulate its activities with the same views in mind or goals in mind so as to create the conditions for a serene return to a constitutional order. And through the proper organization of general elections, which we want to have as fair, just, and transparent, and as inclusive as possible. Thus, and despite the objective constraints that we are dealing with, I would like to reaffirm the firm commitment by my country concerning fundamental rights and human dignity. This is why I would exhort Mali's partners to display more open-mindedness, understanding, respect, and objectivity in analyzing the situation my country is engaged in so as to help it to stabilize its situation and to help us overcome this difficult phase, which is threatening the survival of our nation, but which is not a matter of fatality. In conclusion, I would like to express our deep-seated gratitude to all bilateral and multilateral partners for being present at our side to manage the crisis that we have been experiencing for more than a decade now. Mali continues to be determined to cooperate with the various international mechanisms dedicated to protecting and human rights and promoting human rights.